The Sign of Virgo, August 22nd through September 21st. One takes a gentle left turn to arrive at the sixth house of the astrological wheel when entering the quiet domain of the artisan of the zodiac, the sign of Virgo, the Virgin. This shy and demure sun sign, the only female symbol of astrology, expresses artfulness with a complexity of the mind that is almost unparalleled in the realm of human consciousness. The key phrase, I analyze, sums up this feminine yin polarity approach to life and her desire to dissect and correct any flaw or imperfection that she perceives in reality. I will fix and perfect it can be her internal dialogue and innate talent as well as her personal undoing. As an earth sign, the Virgo's perceptive view of reality and all that is physical is developed to such a degree that it would astound most people. Ruled by the mental facet of Mercury, this astrological sign has at its disposal a brilliant, quick, analytical mind able to see even the tiniest details in thought and form. Not happy until everything is even, level, or in its proper place, this perfectionist is inclined to drive themselves crazy with an almost obsessional, meticulous determination to achieve what they consider to be ultimate perfection. With the famous example of a Virgo, pop singer Michael Jackson, one can see this feminine complexity create detailed music and dance that is unrivaled. However, his shyness and refusal to accept flaw in himself and his continual obsessional attempt to perfect the look of his image ultimately led to his final downfall. Since nothing in creation is perfect, and that includes the continually evolving consciousness that is the universe, this ego's dissatisfaction with mistake or flaw is the Virgo's self-made purgatory and a private, tortured hell of existence. Chasing after a rainbow of perfection, this sign can exhaust itself, reaching futilely for a perfected illusion of the mind, which is simply unattainable. However, being so able to perceive complexity, no one is better equipped to figure things out or improve form than the Virgo, which is why many are fine artists, mathematicians, astronomers, scientists, accountants, analysts, or teachers. Long, narrow fingers are frequently their gift from above for all the delicate work that they wish and intend to do. The areas of the body that this sign rules are the intestinal tract, hands, and central nervous system. Because of the tendency towards worry, these areas can be negatively impacted. Ulcers, upset stomach, and irritable bowels are common physical maladies. This generally leads them, though, to discover a more healthy diet in order to avoid such unpleasant illnesses. Primary positive traits of this virginal symbol are those of being neat, practical, reliable, helpful, and precise. Their negative traits, as is the case with all zodiac signs, are often the extremes of their virtuous qualities. Here they include being too conservative, fussy, worrisome, pessimistic, cold, or perfection-oriented. Extreme physical hygiene is commonly a characteristic of this neatnik. However, if the mind has taken control over the self too strongly, a Virgo may care little about their physical appearance, due to being lost in the mental plane, not at all aware of the physical body. In most cases, they are extremely neat in appearance, but sometimes, especially with males, just the opposite may occur. Therefore, this individual may occasionally be known for being too casual with their daily ablutions, causing whispers of disgust or amusement secretly on the side by others. The Virgo's intrinsic inner drive can often be but one purpose in mind, and that is to be of service to others. The Vestal Virgins of ancient Rome, sacrificing their lives to fan the sacred flames of the Temple of Vesta, goddess of the hearth, perfectly symbolize this slender, pale-skinned virginal female. These service-oriented priestesses wish to remain unsullied by the baser human instincts, which include the emotional and sexual passions. Vestal Virgins were the only female sect that were allowed to exist in the religious orders of Rome. Since most religious dogma encourages a virginal choice for any devotee of the divine, it was thought in ancient times, as well as the present, that a female who is not sexually active is of a higher plane of consciousness and thus more acceptable in the mind's eye of the universe. Today's current restrictions by the Catholic Church for celibate priests or nuns still maintains this precept and illusion of virginal perfection as being more moral. In truth, the historical figure of Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus, is the most perfect example of this misguided belief that only a virginal birth would have been divine. Astrologers have worked up the probable natal birth chart of Jesus of Nazareth, the Hebrew rabbi and prophet. It has been determined that Jesus was a sun sign Capricorn with his moon sign stationed in the sign of Virgo. The sun sign in a natal chart represents the basic soul characteristics of the incarnated self, the golden light of spirit and source, the male yang aspect of the Father. The moon sign signifies a physicalized human being's internal mother nature, a reflection of the mother earth experience as mirrored by the silvery moon, the female yin aspect of the mother. In ancient rabbinical tradition, the astrological chart of any Jew was well known and understood to reflect in symbols the soul's desire for transcendence in physical manifestation. In the case of this prophet and teacher, with his moon in the sign of the Virgin, the 4th century Nicene Council, which laid the groundwork for many fixed doctrines and beliefs of Christianity, distorted this astrological symbol to fit their own ego purposes. In order to exaggerate the divine perfection of the Mother of Jesus, the 200 to 300 men of this order who attended this ecumenical council took this astrological symbol of this ascended master's natal chart and applied it incorrectly to his mother, creating the concept of the Immaculate Conception. They instead wanted this virginal symbol to reflect Jesus' human mother, Mary, rather than the occult truth that it symbolized in his own natal chart, his internal mother or feminine nature. As a side note, the word occult means hidden meaning and has nothing at all to do with occult or any cult practices. The occult sciences, which include astrology and numerology, are symbolic forms to reveal from the soul level the hidden meaning of life. As the great Chinese philosopher Confucius once said, "One picture is worth more than 1,000 words." So to reveal a soul's purpose and truth to the lower physicalized self, spirit uses these symbolic sciences to reveal the deep hidden meaning of life in pictures, because it is nearly impossible to communicate verbally what is the true soul's agenda and its purpose for incarnation. Jesus' primary thrust in life, as symbolized by his moon sign being in the sign of Virgo, reveals his fundamental soul intent to be of service to others, which clearly was his calling on earth and the main inner drive of this enlightened ascended master. And, too, since Virgo is governed by mercurial energies, communication skills for this human being were quite pronounced. Mercury, in the ancient myths, was the messenger of the gods. Whenever this planet appears as one of the primary aspects of a natal chart, it always brings great verbal abilities, like the intricate act of passing the symbolic parables to the attentive flock on the mount. Many astrological symbols over time have been confused and twisted to serve power-hungry men. This is just one example, but a powerful one, for it led to the negative judgment against women as sexual beings, since Mother Mary, according to religious dogma, was virginal and therefore better than the rest and more loved in the sight of God. This is but mental misjudgment and not truth. Logic and cultural tradition of those days would suggest and bear out the fact that she had many children. It was the custom in those days for women to produce as many offspring as possible to help with the work and pass on the family name. When a person is born in the sign of Virgo, with so much mind in play, and too, basically being a shy soul, the common tendency is to mentally control the stronger feelings, like anger, because of a deep-seated fear of the ugliness and messiness of conflict. This emotional reserve ultimately pales out the person with a lack of expression of their, quote, emotional body. This state of denial can be described simply by saying that the virgin doesn't like to pop her cherry. Like the mythic red apple, the fruit of the mental tree of judgment, the swallowed and unexpressed cherry suggests a mental control over the root chakra of the body, the red hue, also known as the survival chakra. Therefore, the Virgo will avoid expressing their survival instinct when threatened and will ultimately mutate and adjust to others. This makes them mutable as an astrological sign trait. This mutability, however, ultimately has them give up their own personal power. As explained earlier in a previous essay, Pisces represents the last stage of man's development, the giving up of the self for others, the sacrificial act of martyrdom. One other mistaken belief regarding the life of Jesus, the way-shower of the 2,000-year period of the Piscean Age, is that he was the Christ. In truth, the Christ consciousness is heart. It is the immense love facet of the entire universe. It is a far greater consciousness than any one physicalized being could ever contain or be. To put it into perspective how enormous this universe is, the planet Earth is but one of billions of planets circling billions of stars in this Milky Way galaxy, which is one of billions of galaxies in the physical universe. And then there are the other dimensions of reality, like the spirit plane, to consider. The size of the universe is beyond human ken. Therefore, to explain further, at the age of 30, Jesus of Nazareth, through his exploration of transcendental meditative practices learned from the Buddhist tradition during his previous 13-year travels in the East, was then able to open up to communicate with and channel the Christ consciousness down to the earth plane, as both Buddha, Confucius, and others had done previously in history. Channeling simply means the act of being an open conduit for transference of wisdom, knowledge, or information from other higher realms to lower planes of existence. It is the ultimate path of all light spirits, once evolved out of fear, to merge in time with the Christ consciousness. Or, one could say, defining the word Christ as love, will channel the love energy extending out from the heart of the universe. With these enhanced mercurial communication skills of his moon sign in Virgo, Jesus, channeling the Christ consciousness, very adeptly messengered the parables to humanity, like the Sermon on the Mount. However, these symbolic moral tales actually had originated from above with the Christ consciousness. So in other words, Jesus was with the Christ for only the last 3 years of his life until his crucifixion at the age of 33, and then, of course, in spirit and beyond. So succinctly put, at the end of his life, Jesus, along with the Christ, were two spirit beings sharing one incarnated body on the earth. This does not at all diminish who he is and what he had accomplished as a teacher, for bringing this higher esoteric material into this dimension was a superhuman task, especially with the dark belief systems of that time. In essence, he was a receptive, empty vessel for the Christ consciousness, and as a result became a, quote, cup that runneth over. Simply stated, when one sheds lower vibrational fearful thoughts completely, one can open up to the highest vibration of the universe, the Christ consciousness, merging then into oneness with this higher frequency of pure love that is the heart of the universe. And finally, to return to the analysis of Virgo, the main issue for this devoted sign to become more aware of is for them to allow at times flaw in all that they experience and do. Mistakes are the building blocks of creativity and necessary steps along the way in approaching the perfection of form. To hate errors is to not see and understand or allow the process of learning, but instead be only fixated upon a planned result. This obsessive mental approach takes the joy out of life. And the Virgo, too, needs to avoid being always in a state of denial so that their inner life is not totally ignored. This type of individual is well known for saying, "I'm fine," when they are really not, because of their inclination to avoid unexpressed feelings and emotions. Because our creative center is that inner feminine yin aspect, the Virgo can then rob themselves of their passion and stifle a deeper approach to art forms by neglecting the expression of their full and more passionate self. Like the cold blue mental gem, the sapphire, their birthstone, they need to add a little hot ruby to their mix and add warmth to their spectrum of light expression. And too, if the denial goes unchecked, the stored feelings of anger will vent themselves through daily criticism of everyone and everything in their environment, and to such a degree that they will unhappily alienate themselves from the people they love. So to lighten up this already genteel, brilliant consciousness, it is encouraged and advised that the, quote, ruby fruit jungle, growing at the base of their being, needs to be stimulated in order to release their pale, white, virginal approach to life, thus bringing them even closer to that state of human perfection of love that they so desperately reach for and desire to attain. End transmission.